Welcome to our deep dive, getting you up to speed on workfluencers. You've heard about influencers, sure, but have you ever thought about what happens when you add in the workplace? It gets really interesting. We are diving into this article about workfluencers, what they are, their impact, and what this all means for you. Whether you are an employee, a manager, or just someone who's curious about this new dimension of work, this is the deep dive for you. So this article, it opens with this really interesting scenario. Okay, so picture this. You're scrolling TikTok, right? And you see someone who's in their company cafeteria. They're in the middle of eating lunch and they're sharing salary negotiation tips. Now that, my friend, is a workfluencer in action. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's rewind just a little. What exactly is a workfluencer? This article actually gives us two definitions, which I found super interesting. The first is that a workfluencer is someone who is actively posting about their work life. So think celebrating wins, you know, navigating those office dynamics, maybe even spilling a little bit of tea on what's going on with the company coffee situation. But then there's this other side of it. A workfluencer could also just be someone who works a regular job and uses their online platform to talk about, well, anything. And they might not even mention their job directly, but it still kind of subtly shapes who they are online. So it's this really fascinating blend of like overt and subtle work-life integration that's happening online. And I think that's what makes this trend so interesting to unpack.
Yeah. And I think what's particularly interesting is how this trend really kind of took off during those early pandemic days. You know, when we were all suddenly working from home, it's like there was this void where all those casual office conversations, like those water cooler chats, used to be. And workfluencers really kind of stepped in to fill that gap. They offered this sense of connection, this sense of shared experience that so many people were really craving during that time.
And you can really tell that people were craving that connection just based on the stuff that workfluencers talk about. You know, this article, it goes into how real these workfluencers get. They're talking about like navigating these awkward situations with their boss or dealing with office drama. Like they're even talking about their salary. It's kind of wild. It's like you get to peek behind the curtain of everyone's 9 to 5. You know what I mean?
Totally. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge part of why people are so drawn to this. We're not talking about celebrities or CEOs here, right? It's everyday people sharing these really relatable experiences. So it's like having those water cooler chats, but with this massive, you know, online audience.
And speaking of having a huge audience, this article brought up Cece Shee. Have you heard of her?
Oh, yeah. She's a perfect example of the kind of reach that workfluencers can have. She started sharing her experiences on TikTok, and now she has over 400,000 followers, which is insane.
400,000. That's wild.
It is. And the thing is, she's not the only one. You look at a hashtag like Career Tech Talk on TikTok, and there are thousands of posts about everything from job hunting advice to, like we were just saying, salary transparency.
Which, speaking of salary transparency, that's got to be like walking a tightrope for these workfluencers, don't you think? Like, it's awesome to be authentic and share your experience, but there's got to be a line somewhere. You know, this is your job we're talking about. The article mentions this workfluencer, Justin Welsh, and he talks about how important that balance is. Being real, but also thinking about what could happen because of what you post. So how do you even find that balance?
Right. It's definitely tricky. The article actually goes into some of the legal and ethical stuff that workfluencers need to consider.
Yeah.
Like, what if you signed an NDA? Or what if you post about a coworker and they never agreed to it? There are so many gray areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's like that whole thing with NDAs, you know? You hear about people getting in trouble because they accidentally said too much. I feel like that's something workfluencers really have to be careful about.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, NDAs are definitely no joke, especially with how serious the implications can be.
Yeah.
It really just goes to show you how this whole workfluencer thing, it's blurring those lines between your personal life and your job in a way that I don't even think we fully understand yet.
You're right. It's not just NDAs either. Imagine you're posting about some big conflict at work or, you know, some kind of secret discussion you had. It's so important for these workfluencers to really stop and think, could this post hurt me? Could this post hurt someone else? It's a big responsibility. And then there's that other thing this article talks about, talking about money, like salary transparency, right? It's having a moment, but legally, where do workfluencers stand on that?
Yeah, that one's tricky. Okay, so there aren't actually any federal laws here in the U.S. saying you can't talk about your salary, but companies can have their own rules. In fact, the article mentions a few cases where people got in hot water for sharing salary info.
Oh, wow. So how are you even supposed to figure that out?
Context is key. Like chatting with your coworker about salary ranges, that's way different than, you know, posting your CEO's pay stubs online for everyone to see.
That's true.
Workfluencers need to hit pause and ask themselves, what's my goal here? What could happen because of this before they post it online?
It really does sound like a minefield.
Yeah.
So for the employers, the people on the other side of this whole thing, how should they be looking at workfluencers? Should they be excited about it? Or is this like a PR nightmare just waiting to happen?
I totally get why companies might be a little unsure about it. Like, the chance of your reputation getting messed up is definitely there.
Yeah.
The article even talked about how some employees who were unhappy used their platform to complain about their company publicly. And we all know that is not a good look for any company.
Definitely not the kind of going viral you're hoping for.
Right. But it's not all bad, though. The article also pointed out how companies can use this to their advantage.
Oh, really? Like how?
It's like having their own built-in marketing team.
Oh, so turning employees into their own little marketing team.
Yeah, exactly. Think about it. Workfluencers, they can give you that real behind-the-scenes look at what it's like to work there, the company culture, the work-life balance, even just the everyday vibe.
Right. It's like having a PR team, but like way more authentic.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest takeaway here, the thing everyone needs to remember, is that clear communication is key. Like, employers need to set those boundaries early on. Let their employees know what's okay to share, what's not okay to share. And workfluencers, they need to know what those boundaries are and feel good about sticking up for themselves and their own brand.
Okay, so less about avoiding the trend completely and more about how to make it work for everyone. Tell me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like what we're saying is that workfluencers, they're not just some fad that's going to go away. It's like this big shift in how we're all thinking about work, how our online lives and work are all kind of merging together. And with that comes good stuff and challenges for everybody involved.
You got it. This deep dive, we just scratched the surface of the workfluencer world. Like, as this trend keeps going,
yeah,
it'll be so interesting to see how everyone adapts. You know, how do individual people change? How do companies change? How does society as a whole change? Will we start seeing companies with chief workfluencer officers? Will workfluencers have a hand in making new rules about work? It's definitely something to think about.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for today's deep dive. Make sure you stay tuned for more deep dives on all the latest trends. And thanks for listening.